Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Now, your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we stop for just a moment right now together as we praise you and give you glory for your love and your grace and your mercy and your patience with your children. Father, we're living in troubled times, as you know. Perhaps all the times have been troubled because mankind is always trying to do their own thing instead of following your word, your ways. But Father, I pray for civility in this nation. I pray for humility in this nation. And for calm, and for common sense. Father, grant us the wisdom that we need to be your soldiers, to be your prayer warriors, to be those who will convey and be a light unto the world, unto our neighbors, unto our families. And Father, may we always look to you for all the answers, for we know you have them. And Lord, we know we're living in corruptness, sinful world. But we know the end of the story, and we are victorious because of you. For you are our salvation. It's for such a time as this, I believe you have placed me right here, and all those who are listening right where they are, and my guest with me today, as we've come to love each other. It's for such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we give this hour to you. Amen. I say this in prayer, then I go, can we define stupid? Can we define a woman? Can we define corruption? Can we define see, hear, be aware of the distractions that are truly with us? An MSNBC guest earlier this, I guess it was over the weekend, they were saying that we are essentially slaves to the document that was written more than 230 years ago by a tiny group of white slave-owning men. They're all upset at the Supreme Court. Not only did they overturn, they didn't abolish abortion, unfortunately, but they only overturned Roe versus Wade. And they knew it was coming. Ruth Bader Ginsburg said that a long time ago. It was going to happen because it was done incorrectly. She said that. Elizabeth Warren says she believes the Supreme Court is completely out of control. The Supreme Court decisions did not end abortion, but Hillary and others, for whatever reason, say women are going to die, ignoring all the young girls. Babies, unborn women who have already died and will die, as well as the unborn little boys and men who will die. Yeah. We've gone crazy in this little old nation of ours. Biden, we're pretty sure he didn't tweet this, but somebody did. My message to the companies running gas stations and setting prices at the pump is simple. This is a time of war and global peril. Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the costs you're paying for the product, and do it now. And to that, somebody, a representative of the U.S. Gas and Oil Association, says, working on it, Mr. President. In the meantime, have a happy 4th, and please make sure the White House intern who posted these tweets registers for Economics 101 for the fall semester. The administration, whose goal is to break a nation, strip us all of our God-given rights, thinks we are stupid, since we are the stupid ones. Maybe we are. Yesterday, a young black senator from Rhode Island, Tierra Mack, decided to put her head in the sand and twerk to win the votes of her constituents as she's bidding for her reelection. When the right got upset with her, and they, she put it, they went ballistic with her twerking vulgarity, she had to ask, why don't they talk about my accomplishments and the bills I've written? To that, I'm thinking, if your accomplishments are so great, why are you putting your head in the sand with your you-know-what in the air, shaking your fanny like an earthquake? But then again, this is the maturity of the left socialist Democrat Party. Defining a woman these days isn't near as difficult as defining or even finding a lady. Wonder Woman of old, she trades her powers in for politics. She's decided that, you know, she was displaying her beautiful hourglass figure with her scantily WW uniform, meaning Wonder Woman, and using the powers given to her by the gods to fight evil and those who prey on the innocent. Wonder Woman Linda Carter now is trouble. She had no trouble capitalizing on being a woman back then. However, now she has lost those powers and is following the call of the left to raise up and stand for the perverted lifestyles of the LGBTQ community, which nobody can truly define, but they'll defend them anyway. I truly wonder about that woman now. Our economy is failing. Our supply chain is broken. Our currency is dwindling. Our identities are being confused. Our freedoms are nearly gone. Our liberty destroyed. Our Declaration of Independence, well, the crazies refuse to celebrate such an evil nation. As in all things, we must go back to the fundamentals. And, of course, the Declaration of Independence lays those out, which the left hates. Destroying the separations of powers or ignoring the duties of the elected by the elected, has been their goal for over 100 years. Things are escalating now, and most all of us who are still willing to see, hear, and think for ourselves, see it and know it. It cannot be continue. Enslaved by the very ones who we elected to keep and guard our liberty, what fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees? Well, we are the two, at least twice a month here on CSE Talk Radio, and I welcome back Melody Cederstrom. Melody, I love to have quotes. Rudy gave me this quote this morning. He trumped me with the question, so I'm going to ask you, as I welcome you here today, I'm going to trick you just a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you'll do fine. But who said this? Should I meet with gold in great quantity, I shall remain till I collect as much as possible, and for this purpose, I am proceeding solely in quest of it. Christopher Columbus. I didn't know either, so I didn't expect you to. Christopher Columbus. He was in search of gold. Wealth. That's what it was all about, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I truly do. And to some degree, he found wealth.
He did.
This nation. This nation was founded, and, you know, there was, we don't realize how wealthy we are until something is gone.
Amen. And we're losing it now, and I think
it's
people are starting to really notice, and they're starting to get worried. And I know you've been trying to warn or educate people for a long, long time, as well as we have here. But gold is important. Silver is important. The worth of our economy, our money, our currency is important. And it has been stolen. And it just keeps increasing. Well, not the currency, but the corruption keeps increasing. I hear music. We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. We have a lot of fun. We call ourselves the Two twice a month. She is a sponsor of the show with DGS Coins. That's Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And we will be right back.
There's no way to measure how far I am from okay, let me tell you. I can't move on. I lay my heart on these tracks. Ooh.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is a sponsor of the show, has been for a long time, and she has been in the gold and silver business and precious golds and metals for a long time. And she goes back there farther, well, almost as far as I go back with Jerry Brownfield and in radio. DGScoins.com is her website. I encourage you to visit there. I encourage you to give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. And we will open up phone lines if you have a question about gold and silver. And that's 877-849-895-5410. I've lost my own phone number. Anyway, how you been? Did you have a good 4th of July?
I did. How about you?
We did. It was a small group this year. We didn't have as many people over, but it was really nice.
Yeah, you know, I like the quiet weekends anymore. Maybe it's, they're trying to do away July 4th, like they're trying to do away Columbus Day and everything else, and it becomes more and more. I'm not even shocked anymore. Beth, I mean, when I listen to these people's comments, it's like I don't know what they're actually thinking. They contradict themselves so much, but I am really getting I mean, this abortion thing, these people have no idea what they're saying.
Oh, it's gone nuts.
And they don't understand. And, you know, I get things every day about, you know, it's a choice and blah, and those Christians, you know, they're trying to force their religion on everybody and blah, and it's just like, oh my gosh. It's
Remember when they tried to pass it the first time, how subtle it was? You know, it was only for the woman's life. You know, women are dying in the alleys with coat hangers and, you know, it's that kind of thing. This was safe and now it's vulgar. I mean, it is insane
vulgar.
What they're doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you remember the story of the Ten Commandments, you know, the movie and when he comes back down off the hill with the Ten Commandment tablets, you know, and they're all doing all kinds of perverted things and worshiping the gold that they melted and made into a calf, and the women are doing this and doing that and the men, and it's like, it's disgusting. And that's what we are here. It's just absolutely disgusting, these women. And, but, you know, when they finally say something smart, they got to back up and retract it. Bette Midler says, they don't call us women anymore. They call us birthing people or administrators and even people with vaginas. Don't let them erase you. Every human on earth owes you. Well, then she got in trouble for this because she was putting down, I didn't hear her put anybody down, but she was putting down the transgender people. Then she retracts it. And then another woman, which I didn't even know who she was. She's some kind of a singer or pop star or something. And she says, as a woman with a uterus, I support inclusive language to normalize the trans men need reproduction and health care too. 100%. That was after she said something positive about being a woman. So you can't be positive about being a woman because nobody knows what a woman is. They don't seem to have any trouble defining a man, though, do they?
No, they don't. And I'll tell you what, folks, this is all by design, and it is part of, you know, it's really bizarre to even say these things but they are trying to eliminate and make everyone fit into the same little box. So we don't think anymore. So we don't have differences. So we don't, you know, everyone is all equal. And it's really creepy. Isn't that the same thing like Hitler tried to do when he tried to have even if you look at the babies anymore, the young children, I mean, kids are beautiful.
Oh, but they're cool. Yeah.
They're all beautiful anymore. I remember when I was younger. It was always, you know, people were different in many different ways, and it's they're changing us all to become one, and it's creepy.
It is creepy. It's very creepy.
It is. It's eliminating our genders. It's eliminating our beliefs.
Our faith. Our thoughts. How we raise
abilities.
How you live.
Our abilities to think. They don't want us to think. They want us to follow. And this is
without question. They want us to follow without questioning them. What is it?
Exactly.
Tucker Carlson calls it groupthink. They want us all to think alike. And if you don't think alike, then you are the one who is evil.
I see all these postings for, you know, but I never see anything conservative gets posted. They don't allow it.
No.
Once in a while, you might see a conservative Christian thought, you know, perhaps come through. But for the most part, it's all based on their beliefs and their thoughts and, you know, ripping babies and killing them. I just don't get it. And, you know, I don't know if respect is the right word, but if somebody wants to believe in pro-choice, okay. However, what I don't hear and what makes them so evil is they never talk about how to improve a situation so that people wouldn't have to have abortions. So so that the babies, their argument is, oh, they're going to be born, they're not going to be fed, they're not going to be schooled, they're not going to be this, they're going to be tossed out on the street, they have no one to raise them. Okay, so how do we fix those problems?
Or the mother's a pothead or a drug addict. Yeah. Or the mother's a pothead or a drug addict, and she shouldn't even be raising children. Well, then she shouldn't be having them.
So how do we fix those problems? But that is never, ever discussed.
Never addressed. Never.
Never.
No.
But that's their argument. But yet, how do we fix it? These same people are destroying...
They're destroying themselves.
...that are helping women... Yes. That are pregnant, but yet they're destroying those businesses. So how does that work for you?
That's crazy.
So this just shows just how polluted their thinking and their push to just parroting their voices based on these evil thoughts of these. I don't know, Beth. It's just amazing. It's frightening. It's scary. And we're in such a bad place. And
we are. You know, I think of Nineveh back in the scriptures, how evil and corrupt and perverted Nineveh was, how far from God. Yet God called them back and they came.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They didn't stay there long, but they came. They came back. They repented. They were sorry and they changed. I don't see that happening. I know there's a lot of Christians, and I know you are, and I am. We're praying for this nation. We're praying for the lost, and maybe we're not praying hard enough. I don't know, but it seems like God has just kind of put his hands up and said, okay, do what you want. Let's see what happens. You know.
Well, I mean, we did get this. You know, we did get Roe v. Wade. I mean, that was one little battle.
Well, they had three. We had three good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple of bad ones, and there's still some coming that, you know, and so Lizzie warned. So now they want to do away with the Supreme Court, and they want to do it. They see it's all been about doing that anyway.
That's true.
What they've been after for a long time.
Yep.
And so they're either going to pump it up. They don't want the separation of powers. They don't want them separated. They want to have full power.
Mm-hmm.
And you could say the Democrat Party, but the Republicans aren't a whole lot different.
No,
they want power. We have a two-party monopoly in this country. And they hated Donald Trump, not because who he was, but because he was an outsider. And he actually wanted to do things that made sense business-wise, to make sense to turn this nation back around.
The reason they hated Donald Trump, I don't believe, my personal view isn't so much all that. The reason they hated Donald Trump was because the people felt they had a voice through him, and we were loud. Our voices were loud.
Yes,
that's what they hated. They didn't want us to become powerful. They didn't want us to have a voice, and we did. We were coming together. We were united. Even though this nation is severely divided and it's not going to change,
the true heart of America
was coming together.
They were.
And we were being united, and that's what they hated.
And I'm thinking they're going to rise up again. I think they're just kind of stepped back a little bit, but we want to come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and we'll be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, Liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings Liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have a caller. Melody has some questions for you. We have Vincent, I think, from North Carolina.
Yes, ma'am. Thank
How are you today?
I'm doing okay. I hope you are.
I am. Thank you, sir.
I had an observation and a question. One of the observations was since I was a kid, I've seen this slow ratcheting up of propaganda, we'll call it. It's just been more recently, it's gotten really, really bad. And, for instance, I remember before the 2008 election, you may remember that the buzzword they used to use when they wanted to open the borders, they used that term comprehensive immigration.
Oh, yes, I do remember that.
Because they thought we were too dumb to comprehend what that really meant. And so now we've got the situation with Texas wanting to declare an invasion.
Yep.
And so just thought I'd mention that. And I didn't know, Melody, I've talked to some people about this. Several years ago, I went ahead and started a 401k. I thought, while the market is still going up, I put a little bit of money in it through through the job, and it's been slowly going down over the last several months. And they told me that the only way I could take the money out was maybe take out 25% if I could prove it was for hardship. Mm. Otherwise, I would just have to change jobs. Mm-hmm. More about that.
Well, I'm not a financial planner, but I do know that that's what they do. They don't want you to have your money. They don't want you to pull it out. So it's very difficult to do so. I know you can get loans sometimes, and that might be the 25% that you're talking about for, you know, hardships and so forth. But, I mean, that's what fuels these markets. You know, it's a certain amount that goes in, you know, every month or quarterly or however it is set up. And, yes, you cannot have your funds once it goes in there. I mean, people do have a choice to stop putting funds in, I believe. And it's okay to stop. You don't have to. I don't know. Some of them might have certain criteria, like you can only do it once a year. So if you do stop the putting funds into it, might be a year before you can start again or something like that. So make sure you find out all the details. But sure, I mean, you can stop and you can always restart it as long as, you know, the employee isn't set up, you know, that you can't do that.
So. Maybe it depends on the 401ks, Vincent. I know that after you reach a certain age, you can pull some out. And you may be too young, but if you're younger, when you pull it out, you get punished for it. There's a fee or a fine or whatever they want to call it, an interest. I don't know what they want to call it. And, so you take your chances in pulling it out. But I do know that after a certain time, you know, depending on your age, and maybe it depends on the 401k, maybe, you know, different contracts or something.
I know IRAs are like that. You know, you can pull it out at any time, but you get penalized and so forth. 401s, mm-hmm. I don't know after you retire, but I think as long as you're working with that company, I don't think it matters what age you're at. I'm not sure. That's something they'd have to check with their 401.
Okay.
It is very difficult to get out of those 401s unless you leave the employment.
Okay.
You know, then you can. But the IRAs, you know, you can and you will be penalized if you do it before 59 and a half. And then they have distributions further on out, so.
Yeah, I mainly just started it because, you know, they did offer a certain percenting, and now right. That's proving to be pointless because it's just been slowly declining, and since all the sabotage has been going on in the markets. So
right. Check with them. I mean, if you can stop the, you know, putting into it for a while, do that. You know, at least your new money isn't going down with your old money.
Right, right. Yeah, I can do that, definitely. I wasn't putting a whole lot in, but, you know, just enough to kind of meet the matching amount.
Right, yeah. So, yeah.
But
and, I mean, I've known people who, I mean, my family, they've worked for this company for over 40 years, and you know, they got a nice little retirement for their 401 and so forth and whatnot. So it has worked for some, and they always, you know, just, you know, when things go down, they always sort of, you know, pull back on everything, and they plan on it turning around, and it has. But I think we live in a different world today. And, you know, they don't quite grasp the idea that, you know, your dollars are not purchasing as much today as they did then. So even your retirement is not buying what it was supposed to buy when you first started it. So,
right.
And no one ever gets insurance.
Yes.
And that's the problem. And gold is the insurance.
Right.
So.
Absolutely. Going back to the historical aspect of things, if you don't mind, know if you heard this, but. I know you probably heard a lot of the movement to remove Confederate statues, any right. historical reference to a Confederacy. And there was also a news bit I heard that at Cornell University, they removed a bust of Lincoln and a plaque
yes.
referencing the Appeasement Proclamation.
I mentioned that last week on the air, I think.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, they did. It's just amazing to me. And you know, China went through this, you know, well, I don't know how long ago that was, but they have to remove the culture of the past. They have to remove it in order to, I'm going to coin a phrase from the president, build back better. They have to tear it down before they can build it back.
Yeah, we have to forget everything. We don't know what our rights are if we forget what our rights are, you know?
Right.
And I think that's what it ultimately comes down to.
Or we forget where they come from. They're not from man. They're not from government. They're from God. And, you know, that paper that we have called the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, you know, that's just it's a contract between we the people and those we elect. And they don't want that. That's why they're trying to do away with it. And that's what the Convention of States is about. They're going to do away with it. They're not just going to fix it. There's people in there that are pushing this to do away with it, to rewrite it completely, to say what they want it to say. And they're ignoring it anyway. But so, Vincent, thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you. A first-time caller? I think you've called in before, but it's been a long time.
I've called in the past, but it's been a while.
Yeah.
Thank you, Vincent.
Appreciate it. Yeah, the 401ks are really, really taking a big hit, and people are relying on those with their retirements and such, and it's really taken a hit, hasn't it, Melody?
I mean, it has, and, you know, you still have your financial planners, and people have been conditioned to believe that it's going to come back.
Yeah.
Just hang in there, you know, don't worry about it, and don't follow it. Folks, this is your money. This is your livelihood, and people do need to follow it. They do need to ask questions of their financial planner. You know, you're not guaranteed, but that's the road they want you to believe, that
right.
It's guaranteed, and we're going to give you all of this, you know, we're going to give you a 10% return on your money, and nobody can guarantee any of that.
Yeah.
You know, bonds usually in treasuries make up usually a third of a portfolio, of a financial portfolio, and because they're guaranteed. No, they make you believe they're guaranteed, but find it in writing where the government actually says it's guaranteed. It's not.
So I've got a
and the government can default, and the government will default on their debt.
I have a quote here. It says, government bonds are a joke at the interest they are paying. You can buy gold or other real things. Gold, silver, platinum, palladium. Things that actually hold value. Eric Sprott, a global investment manager. It's just, yep, don't buy those bonds. Don't trust the government. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're heading into our final break, into our final segment. And our guest today is Melody Cederstrom. We are the two today, the two gals that actually make sense when we talk. And we'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow's bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel set, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code BethAnn or call 1-800 978-978-6168. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You will also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 1-800-978-6168 or go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code Bethann. Evita Duffy is coming to Southern Illinois for Vitae Foundation's annual pro-life event. Evita is the Chicago Thinker's managing editor and co-founder. She is a recent graduate of University of Chicago and a contributor to The Federalist. Evita is the oldest child of former U.S. Representative Sean Duffy and Fox and Friends weekend host Rachel Campos Duffy. MC Savannah Dutzik will also speak at the event. Savannah's passion and enthusiasm for defending the preborn led her to lead the pro-life youth movement at an early age. She combines her skill as a communicator with her love for people to provide effective pro-life outreach for all ages. Come see Evita Duffy and Savannah Dutzik at Vitae Foundation's pro-life event on Tuesday, July 12th at the Four Points by Sheraton in Fairview Heights, Illinois. Register for this important dinner event before July 1st at adsforlife.org. That's adsforlife.org.
I am Elmer Heinrich, president of the company that sells Immuno-150, the most complete nutritional product on the market. This product contains 9 exotic fruits, 13 vitamins, 17 herbs, 18 amino acids, 70 minerals, COQ10, flaxseed, and much more. The 70 minerals are the key. Immuno-150 has what your body needs, especially the 70 minerals, because you have probably never consumed more than 20 minerals in your life. Place your order for Immuno-150 and include a supply for your children and grandchildren because they need 70 minerals as badly as you do. My wife and I have taken Immuno-150 for many years. I am 88 years old, she is 79, and we're both in perfect health. No aches, no pains, nothing. A month's supply of Immuno-150 is $49.95 and can be ordered on our website, Immuno150.com, or by calling 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224. Like thousands of others, you won't believe the results.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have another quote here for you. I won't make you guess who it is.
Thank you.
Silver and gold are not merely valuable commodities, investments, and media of exchange. More importantly, they are key checks and balances in America's legal and political institutions. Edwin Vieira, Jr., expert in the United States Constitution, graduate of Harvard Law School, and a member of the Bar of the Supreme Court of the United States. He kind of liked gold and silver.
Yes. And, you know, gold and silver certainly has had a bad week yesterday and today, and we've seen it, you know, maybe for the last couple of weeks have a tough time. And you just have to remember what the fundamentals are. And the fundamentals have not changed for gold and silver. Things have not improved to cause these price declines. To me, it's a sign that things are just worse. And they certainly do know how to cover things up. I mean, the key thing about the gold and silver prices going down is because the dollar has gotten so strong. It's over 107 on the index. That's a 20-year high. And if we go back 20 years, we can see, you know, hey, what did it do, you know, 20 years? We still had problems. And the rest of the world is having problems. The rest of the world is, you know, their currencies are crashing.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have this strong dollar, it also means we don't export as much because it means our products are more expensive. In a time where the whole world currencies are going down, it's costing them much more to bring things in. I mean, it's not a healthy situation.
No, it isn't.
So it's, to me, I think these are all signs prior to something that is seriously coming our way, and I think everybody knows. Yeah. You know, you can call it whatever you want. The word reset has been thrown around so much, and dates and times, and I don't follow dates and times because anybody who throws around dates and times, they just don't know. But I can look at today and realize that things are happening today that's not benefiting me. And it's not benefiting a lot of people. And people are losing purchasing power more and more every day. And they have learned to create an illusion of keeping things going. And but they're having a more difficult time in doing so. And this administration, look what they have done. There's things that are coming our way, and whatever their decisions, whatever they do today, doesn't mean that we feel it tomorrow. These are all things that we're going to feel further into the future. Just like the shutting down the world's economies in 2020. This is all because of that. That hasn't passed.
No, you're right.
That hasn't passed. That isn't done. We were in a recession then. And, oh, yeah, the Fed's on it, they're not.
I get a big kick out of these people saying we're heading into a recession. I go, we're heading into it? We've been there for a long time.
Been there for a long time. And
another thing, and I'll say this, then I'll kind of just let you have it again. But another thing that everybody says, I can't believe how quickly this happened. Well, it's because we were so fragile to begin with. We were already teetering. And I guess everybody was just fooled or still pretending that we were in this land of freedom and prosperity because we haven't been for a while.
No, we haven't. And even going through the Trump administration, there was major economic issues.
Right. Yes.
And the administration before that, and the administration before that, and before that, and before that. We've been pumping and using quantitative easing from the 2008 situation. You know, the Fed is still pumping in overnight funding. So, yes, we're cutting back on mortgage-backed securities, but they don't tell us what else they're doing. So if we were in such a great spot, they wouldn't have to be doing anything. Mm. They'd be able to cut it off cold turkey.
Well,
and if he has to raise rates another 75 basis points, then where do you think we're going to be?
The manipulation is just, and that's been going on for a long time. It's like I said, it's just escalating. But isn't that why what happens to the gold and silver and the precious metal markets too? They're manipulating them, correct?
It was only 2 years ago that J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon, had felony charges. For manipulating the precious metals.
Right.
And what happens? Oh, well, we'll pay a fine, and they get their little fingers shaken at them, and don't you do it again. Yeah, so the whole system is rigged. Not just the precious metals, the whole system.
And it has been for a long time, and they've been plotting this for a long time. Not just necessarily the destruction of it, but the manipulation of it for their profit.
Exactly. And if people really believe in all your 401ks and all the money you have in your retirements that you believe they're going to let you have, you're mistaken. That's what people thought back at the dot-com bust in 2000. Did you really believe they would let you have your money? Do you really believe they were going to let you have your money in 2008? Do you really believe they're going to let you have your money now without adjustments?
They're not going to let you have it, and they're going to fight you for it.
And they're going to fight you for it.
Yeah.
Not when they're $30 trillion in debt plus.
Right.
So, the government will default on the debt. I don't know when.
We don't either. We just don't know.
It's becoming more and more difficult. And
thank
the higher
goodness,
the rates
I don't know.
And the higher he pushes those rates higher, you have corporate debt that can't service their debt. You have government that can't service their debt. What do you think Trump back in, I don't know what year it was, 2018, around that area, when rates were beginning to rise and he was pushing the rates only a quarter of a point then, But we got to, 3% around that, and President Trump was saying, you've got to lower those rates, you've got to lower those rates, you've got to lower those rates.
Well, yeah, he wasn't happy with them.
No, and the same thing happened now. Look what it's doing to the housing market.
Right.
The housing market.
It's unreal.
And you know what's funny is we saw oil prices drop. So everybody gets excited, and even if it drops more, and your gasoline prices are going to come down, and it's all because supposedly, you know, we're heading into a recession, so the demand is going to be weaker, so therefore the prices are going to drop. Well, that's all fine and dandy. That's what prices are going to drop. But however, you're also going to be losing your jobs, but you still can't pay for it,
right?
Because you're not going to have a job.
No. And I think, of course, that's a big lie anyway, jobs report. But anyway, we'll go there because we're out of time.
I know.
Melody, I love you. Thank you so much for being
here. Thank you.
Tune in at 4 p.m. Eastern Time to Financial Survival Radio. Go to dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and give Melody a call, 1-800-375-418. It's up to us, folks, to take care of our own selves and to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.